This is the news that doesn't make the news, that should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, the invention of a smart trolley allows customers to check out groceries entirely independently, all on their own. Smart carts developed by AI company Caper. They're programmed with sensors, right, and cameras, so that when you're shopping, you can just put your product into the trolley. It scans it, weighs it, whatever it needs to do, and adds up the value of your shop as you're going around. So,
look, it is
when you get to aisle six and you've already spent your $50. Whoosh, done. You walk out the shop.
It is good to be for being fast that you're going to have to go through those, you know, checkouts, self-serve checkouts. But what about the staff? Is this going to be the death?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. The guy said, "Look, this might put more supermarket employees out of work," and I think he's.
He's like psycho.
He said the sensors were so sensitive that it's impossible to steal or incorrectly scan items. But this is going to happen.
You'd find a way.
Eat them before you get to the end of the shop.
Or
where is it? Can't see it. Not in my pocket.
Or like you'll buy, you know, two slices of Devon and put that tag over the 1 kilo chicken breasts.
No. Oh, no.
Sticky tape.
People could do that anyway.
Of course they can.
I find that it's free. When you go to the supermarket, it should be considered like free lunchtime because you're allowed to have fruit.
Mm-hmm,
You're allowed to sample a piece of ham from each category. I'm not sure which one I want.
Same as the lollies on the floor at the movies.
What's the difference between the prawns in those prawns and those prawns? Can I try one each?
Yeah, of course you've got to do those. But like that's the same as if you know where you get all the lolly stack at the movies. If they're on the floor, that's free game, mate.
What? Where it's got that the thing where you put the cups in?
Yeah. If they're on the floor,
you'll eat them.
Oh, the kids will, not me. I get the good stuff from the stack.
They offend me, those things. You see some kids just finish picking his nose and he then sticks his hand into the. And then tries one and goes, I don't want them. And then puts six back in.
Yeah, then you've got to ring your bank to get a bank loan just to buy them.
Well, that's true too.
But
anyway, that's it.